Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Great Salt Lake in Utah, I don't know if you've been to Utah. I'm in Utah maybe about once a year, and that lake just gets smaller and smaller to what I could see flying over it. And you could tell because you could see the land, you know, more land that's smoother and shouldn't be there that used to be under the water. Now you could see it because the water level is shrinking. Well, U.S. News has reported that wildlife air quality is at risk because the Salt Lake is nearing a record low. It's been shrinking for years. Now, Western America has been in this drought for decades now, and it's just getting worse and worse. I live near Lake Mead. Lake Mead is at, I think, its lowest level in years. Lake Powell in Arizona, pretty low levels. And, you know, we who live in the West kind of rely on this water. So the Great Salt Lake is, I mean, Utah gets snow. Utah gets a lot more precipitation. Apparently they're suffering just like everybody else. So the silvery blue waters of the Great Salt Lake, they say it has covered an area nearly the size of Delaware for much of its history. For years, however, the largest natural lake west of the Mississippi has been shrinking. They say the drought gripping the American West could make this year the worst yet. And the receding water is already affecting the nesting spot of pelicans that are among the millions of birds dependent on the lake. Sailboats have had to be hoisted out of the water to keep them from getting stuck in the mud. More dry lake bed getting exposed could send arsenic-laced dust into the air that millions breathe. They say a lot of us have been talking about the lake as flatlining. That's according to Lynn DeFreitas, Executive Director of Friends of the Great Salt Lake. The lake's levels are expected to hit a 170-year low this year. It comes as the drought has the U.S. West bracing for a brutal wildfire season and already coping with already low reservoirs. Now, Utah Governor Spencer Cox has begged people to cut back on lawn watering and, quote, pray for rain. Now, for the Great Salt Lake, though, this is one of the challenges. People for years have been diverting water from rivers that flow into the lake to water crops and supply homes. Now, the lake is shallow, about 35 feet at its deepest point. So it's a lot easier to evaporate the shorelines. The water that remains stretches across a chunk of northern Utah, highways on one end, remote land on the other. And they say a resort has been long since closed and used to draw sunbathers who would float like corks on the extra salty waters. Picnic tables, once a quick stroll from the shore, are now at least 10-minute walk. Apparently a 91-year-old Robert Atkinson remembers that resort and the feeling of weightlessness in the water because salty water, like the Dead Sea, you could float. When he returned this year to fly over the lake, he found that it changed, and he said it was much shallower than what I would have expected it to be. So they say the waves have been replaced by dry, gravelly lake bed that has grown now to 750 square miles. Winds are whipping up dust of the dry lake bed, and the lake bed is laced with naturally occurring arsenic. This is according to University of Utah atmospheric scientist Kevin Perry. So it blows through a region that already has some of the dirtiest wintertime air in the country because apparently a lot of pollution gets trapped between the mountains. So even though Salt Lake looks as pretty and pristine and clean air and lots of trees, the pollution can hover. So Perry warns of what happened at California's Owen Lake, which was pumped dry to feed a thirsty Los Angeles. Then it created a dust bowl that cost millions of dollars to tamp down. The Great Salt Lake is much larger and closer to that populated area. And I told you guys how we could be in for a dust bowl. We'll talk about that in a second. So they say, luckily, much of the bed of Utah's giant lake has this crust, and it makes it a little tougher for the dust to blow. But still, you don't know how long that protective crust will last. You also don't know how dangerous the arsenic could be. So Utah is one of the driest states in the country. And remember, Utah is actually attracting a lot of Californians. As Californians are moving to Nevada, some of them are saying, you know what, we're still too close to California. Let's move even more east. I like California. I don't like the politics, but I do like California. I was born there. So to me, it's still home. But housing is booming right now in Utah. But so as more water is required, this could kind of worsen things. So the snowpack was below normal last winter. The soil was dry. Much of the melted snow that flowed down the mountains just soaked into the ground. So most years, Great Salt Lake is supposed to gain about 2 feet from spring runoff. This year, all they got was 6 inches. And they said they never had an April lake level that was as low as this year. And now more people are going onto the crust, including off-road vehicles that could damage it. So I talked about a dust bowl, and I talked about how the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that half the country was facing moderate to exceptional drought conditions, and that if rainfall doesn't pick up, the NOAA states the drought is going to affect close to 74 million people. Rangeland, pastures, and winter have already experienced adverse effects, wildfires, all sorts of things. And so I live in Nevada, the West, including Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, Montana, even North Dakota, dealing with low precipitation. Now, the East has gotten a lot, but the West dried up, California as well. So researchers are looking at the desertification, the fertile land becoming dry or desert. They think climate change and land use has caused increased dust production. When you go back to the 20s, agricultural expansion grew rapidly, with soil stabilizing grasslands plowed, converted to farms in order to cultivate crops. So during the 30s, when the Great Depression led to less demand and an oversupply of crops, people were too financially devastated to purchase food, so things died, plants died, then their winds picked up. As crops died, the protective loosened topsoil blown off, and we had dust. So they are looking at how the Great Plains and some of the Midwest might start becoming more dusty as well. We'll talk about that a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and steroids should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason is working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I became a third-year medical student, that was on July 1. Then when I became a fourth-year medical student, that was on July 1. When I became an intern, it was on July 1. When I became a second-year resident, July 1. Third-year resident, July 1. July 1 is a very, very big day in medical circles, and that's when we have our transitions. So for those of us who went to high school and then went to college for 4 years, after getting our degree in college, we go to medical school. When you go to medical school, the first couple years is book work. You get a little bit of hospital, a little bit of talking to patients, taking history, maybe a little bit of hands-on. But by third year, is when you are in clinicals. And that is where you enter the hospital for the first time, which means patients in hospitals get to, if their hospital stay goes from end of June to early July, they get to go from a sup, medicine's good, bandages look good, your wound is healing well, I like your numbers, great urine output, great sats, dude, you're chilling, you're good, you're rocking it, see ya, to, okay, hi, my name is student, I'm a student doctor, my name is student Dr. Dahlia Wax, hi, I'm not a doctor yet, but I'm a student, and you are my first patient of my life, you are my patient, oh my gosh, can I take a selfie, okay, so obviously there are people in the hospital getting a little nervous about the transition and what the first week of July is. Now, we didn't talk about it over the weekend because many people were on vacation, but this is the, you know, this is the transition period, end of June to early July with new students, interns, residents. So third year and fourth years start taking on new roles as of July 1. Then when you graduate medical school in May, you become an intern in your residency. Sometimes you start at the end of June, but most of them start July 1. And then July 1, you now have the white coat that covers the tushy. You have some bigger, deeper pockets, got some bigger shoes to fill, and you are now called a doctor. But you're an intern, and you're very new, very green. And then you have the second year, and you have the third year. Third years can't wait. They're like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. If this is my final year in residency, if it's a three-year residency, I'm good. Some of them have 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, fellowships on top of that. So many people are concerned that that could be a scary time for patients. And there was one study where there was an uptick in fatal medication errors. Apparently, one analysis that was published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine found a 10% spike in fatal medication errors during the month of July in counties with teaching hospitals. In counties with no teaching hospitals, they found no spike. Now, Dr. David Phillips was the study's lead author, professor of sociology at University of California, San Diego, used a large database based on death certificates from 1979 to 2006. And he said that he observed a spike. However, with other causes of mortality, heart attacks, pneumonia, remember, that was just one study, cancer, all sorts of other, I don't think there's been other studies showing an uptick. So they call it the July effect. And people every year debate whether that puts patients at risk. And I see it as the opposite. Now, maybe it's because I remember what me and my fellow students did our first night as, you know, as students or residents, is you didn't want to mess up. And so I have a much different look. And I think the July effect needs to be looked at as how many patients get more hands-on care and get more attention. But when you have at the end of the summer, I'm sorry, not at the end of the summer, but at the end of the year, the senioritis, or the, all right, I'm out of here, you know, and the, you know, I'm not going to get in trouble, and the patient looks fine, you're feeling good, good, I'm good, okay, well, I'm going to get some sleep. Even though everybody in any stage of their training is going to want to do a good job, I just don't see how the new residents in July are going to at all have that little bit of senioritis, because I think they're going to be, okay, I have a new role. I have a new, it's like your new job. You know, there is no way you want to mess up. And if you are a third-year medical student or a fourth-year medical student or an intern, you are so scared to death that anything you do could hurt somebody that you're going to be extra, extra careful. So I was. And, man, I went and I double-checked on the patients. So you didn't really get to sleep when you were doing 36-hour shifts. But if there was a little bit of lull and you had a little bit of time to sleep, I would go and I would check on all my patients at night. If they were sleeping, I'd leave them alone. But I would just check and I would just double-check. And then make sure the nurses had everything, and then go to sleep, if I was able to get an hour or two. But I, and then, of course, I get woken up because there was a new admin in the ER, and so, you know, you didn't sleep anyway. But I just double checked and triple checked. And so this idea that, well, you know, the new doctors can mess up because they don't know things. I don't know if that's that much of an issue, because for me, I looked up everything and then I double checked. So the third year medical student is going to ask the fourth year medical student, the intern, the resident. The fourth year medical student doesn't want to be wrong because now they actually have a third year under them. So they're going to double check. The intern now has medical students under them, and they're filing an intern. They're going to double check. And then the resident who now has to oversee all of that when they didn't before is, okay, now I'm going to. So everybody needs to double check. And then the attendings are also going to be all hands on deck, because the attendings now have all these new students and residents in new positions that they are responsible for. So I would say if there is a July effect, it's the opposite, where you have an all hands on deck, you don't miss a beat, you don't get lazy, and you do everything you're supposed to. I was talking to a resident a while back, and I guess they were supposed to be on call with another older resident. The older resident no-showed. The older resident's graduating. Now, this isn't supposed to happen, but, you know, at the end of someone's term, you might see a little bit of that, you know, I'm going to relax. And so I would be probably more concerned of June than anything else. Now, I don't know if the July 1 was designed specifically to be when there's less hospital admissions. So as you can see with COVID, as you can see with flu and pneumonia, the dead of summer seems to be the least, shall we say, active, as opposed to hospitals always being overrun in the winter. Now, mind you, we have the firework injuries, so a lot of times as a new medical student or intern, you're going to be dealing with firework injuries and dehydration and sun sensitivity reactions and sun poisoning and all sorts of other stuff, insect bites. But for the most part, it just seems to be a little lighter than the dead of winter time. And so I've always thought, when people ask me, when is it the most dangerous to be in the hospital, I would never say the month of July. It wouldn't even dawn on me. Where I would panic is the dead of winter. So like a December for us in the Northern Hemisphere. You got doctors trying to take vacation, going away for Christmas. You have hospitals overwhelmed with people being sick. If you are in the hospital for something else, now you're exposed to pneumonia, flu, and maybe now COVID. And plus, you don't take care of yourself a lot in the winter. You're not getting your vitamin D. You're not outdoors. You're probably eating like crap. You're drinking maybe more because of the Christmas parties. Alcohol, you know, messes with blood pressure, things like that. So I would say, if you had to ask me, December, January would be the most dangerous times to be in the hospital. Not July. So if you do see a medical student, an intern, I would thank them. Let them know that you have full trust. You understand their learning. And if you're nervous, ask them, and you can ask them. The students are prepared to answer these questions. You can ask them, how are you approaching things that you're not comfortable with? And what is your process? And if they say anything other than, you know, I'm double check with my superior officers and my superior residents and my attending, and if they say I'm good, that's when you say I want a new provider. But if you could ask them and say, look, you know, I know you're new. I'm excited that you're a part of the team. But it's just, I would feel comfortable to still see the attending at some point, or to be able to talk to the attending or the attendings involved. And the attendings are. But if you feel like you need that little extra, you can ask. Now, it doesn't hurt. But teaching hospitals, I think you get so much TLC and so many people are on deck. I'd rather be there than a hospital where there's no doctors running around. You know? 1-877-DOCTOR.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida officials are warning residents to prepare for Tropical Storm Elsa's impact on the state. The state's lieutenant governor urging Floridians to begin preparations now because Elsa is expected to near hurricane strength. Meantime, search and rescue crews have recovered four more victims at the site of Surfside's deadly condo collapse. Miami-Dade County Mayor saying crews continue to work through extremely challenging storm conditions, pausing only for lightning strikes. 32 people are confirmed dead and 113 people are unaccounted for. President Biden plans to push for more Americans to get vaccinated today as the Delta variant spreads across the United States. Biden outlining five areas his team is focusing on to get more Americans vaccinated in a speech later on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another ransomware attack leaves a company scrambling.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 100 people in Oregon died during the heat wave. The Oregon State Medical Examiner has increased the total number of deaths related to heat to 107. The heat wave brought the hottest temperatures ever recorded to many parts of Oregon. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a long email. I'm not going to read it all, but Harold is struggling with some depression. He says he can't stand where the country's going. Can't stand the president. Not going to go into too much what he says about that. But he's 61 as of this month. Wants to know how to get out of his funk. And so this is, a lot of us get into funks. I get that. I've gotten into funks. You know, have I ever been clinically depressed? No. Thank God. I couldn't imagine the pain and suffering people go through who suffer from depression. I mean, it was horrible. When my father died, I, for some reason, had some sort of a lull in terms of emotion. when that happened, maybe it's because I had to come up with money to bury him and ship him to where I live and get the family to come out, and I had to do everything by myself, and so I was so busy that I didn't have time to be sad and mourn. I actually went to work that day because I'm like, if I got to pay for the funeral, I need money. So I went to work and all that, and it just, and then it wasn't until 6 months later that I actually cried. I cried for about 2-3 hours, and then, you know, I miss him terribly, but I never went through the depression that some people do. And I love my father. It just, you know, I think I just worked through it. Not that that's the healthiest thing. But, you know, people, a lot of us do go get into funks. And, you know, I know politics were brought up on this. I didn't ask, obviously, I haven't written him back on his personal life and relationships. But the key to any sort of funk and getting out of the funk is you need to be really, really honest about yourself as to what exactly is it. I mean, I see people that get mad at things, and they want to hit or loot or punch or scream or cause mayhem and just kind of, you know, just go and, you know, and I'm saying, what's going on? Well, you know, it's Biden or it's Trump or it's, you know, okay, what is it that's really, and I mean, you know, you could try to say that because then it makes you, you know, it maybe might garner you some empathy. But what is it really? Well, if it's because somebody is worried about them not having a job in a year, if it's because they lost their job, or they, you know, lost money in the stock market or whatever, then be honest about that. What is it? And then if it is money, then we could address the money. If you lost a relationship because you guys fought about politics, so now you hate the candidate who won, all right, what is it that you're really upset about? Well, we broke up. Why did you break up? Well, we kept fighting. What was it about? Oh, the election. Was it that's all it was about? Just the election? No. No, I mean, we just didn't get, you know, and it's painful when you're in a funk to actually try to stop and figure out what it is that you're really upset about. Because most of us, when we're in a funk, we're like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Well, what exactly is it? And if you don't go and dissect and find that little kernel or that little thorn in the elephant's foot or lion's paw or whatever the fable is, then you're not going to be able to take it out and address it. You know, this is why psychologists and marriage therapists do so well at helping. Some relationships are said to be doomed. But for others, the reason why that profession is so robust and is so successful and having the longevity that it does is because they could take your statement and just kind of, you know, dissect out what it is that the real root problem is. I get a lot of people are really kind of freaked out about, you know, the state of the country, where things are going. Apparently, there was a poll. Only 33% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the border. I'm surprised that it's even that high. President hasn't been really getting the ratings that everybody expected. He looks like he stumbles, you know, needs a lot of help. You know, we have the hacks and Putin and all that. But is that what's really, really making you upset? I mean, I'm worried about our future, but I still come to work with a smile on my face. I still love life. I still feel blessed. So what is it? What is really affecting you? Is it that you don't like losing? You lost, we talked about this, election depression. People don't like to lose. It's because you lost. It's because you have to face your buddy that you had a bet with. And they bet on Biden. They won. And you have to face that. So, you know, it does take some time. And obviously we don't have time in a whole radio show segment to kind of dissect and figure out what it is. You know, is it that you're so mad about COVID and all that you could have dated and you haven't had a date and now trying to go back and get out there when you don't really, you know, have a lot of those activities anymore because many of the older individuals don't really, you know, meet as often like the younger people. They stormed Vegas. The younger people stormed clubs and whoever they could, whatever they could. But still a lot of the older people are a little more hesitant. Is it that that's upsetting you? You want to meet people. So once you figure out exactly what it is, then you can move forward. Now, let's say it really is the state of the country. or the state of your job, or the, you know, you have a lot more control and power than you do. And I've spoken about this. You know, when you look at the Trumps and the Bill Gates and the Bezoses and the Musks and all that, you see people that have done well financially, and it didn't matter who the president was. It didn't matter if there was a hurricane. It didn't matter if there was an earthquake. It didn't matter if there was a wildfire. It didn't matter if there was a death in the family. They still appear to be financially very strong and still successful at what they do. Now, why is that? Well, and I've spoken to you about those who are either financially healthy, psychologically healthy, they learn to bend and they learn to roll with the times. Now, I'm not saying to roll over and, you know, take something that, you know, shouldn't be stood for. You want to fight for your rights and all that. But if there are pivots and shifts in the economy, a successful person will know how to shift with that. You know, many of us are very stubborn and set in our ways. And we toss between the, no, you know, if you make a goal, you stick with that goal and you don't give up. But there's a difference between giving up and being flexible with that goal. And if you're in an industry that might be dying, you need to identify that, be ahead of the curve, and move to something that's not dying. And I get that. I've been at a grocery store, and I've jumped lines thinking the other grocery store line is going to be better than the one I'm in. And 9 times out of 10, I'm wrong. I get that. But you also don't want to beat a dead horse. So you need to always be just evaluated. Don't be telling me you're too old. Nobody's too old. Look, but Clint Eastwood is in his 90s, okay? None of us are too old. All right? There's still a lot that could be done. There's still legacies. There's still things that you could do that your family depends on, that you depend on, your loved ones depend on, that society depends on. All right? So don't even think, well, society thinks I'm old, and all they're talking about is Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's wedding. That's great. They got married. That's fantastic. But, you know, you're still just as important as they are. So, you know, look at what the situation is and see how you can benefit. I mean, there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of push for solar energy. There's going to be a lot of push for water-saving measures. I just saw a commercial on laundry detergent, and I guess this one company took out all the fluid from the laundry detergent and made an eco-friendly little, I guess, it looks like in Lord of the Rings, those crackers they ate that the elves gave them, those elves, it looks like something like that. And so it's a compact way to wash clothes, and it's supposed to be eco-friendly. Now, I thought it was pretty, pretty cool. And so those are the industries that are going to be growing. So, you know, if you are worried that you're not out there and you're not in a good job and you're not making money, you're in the wrong industry, you know, eco-friendly is becoming more big. So, yeah, but what you do is, you know, fight the battles you could fight. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams, but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's been a lot of questions as to what happened to this 16-year-old boy in Singapore. 16-year-old boy got a Pfizer mRNA first dose shot, exercise at about day six, was lifting some pretty heavy weights, goes into cardiac arrest. And so they are investigating this incident. He's alive. He's in the ICU. And this happened in Singapore. And, you know, many of us doctors, sadly, we hear of athletes, you know, working out, going into cardiac arrest. So, you know, we worry about cardio myopathy, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or other sort of heart issues that could happen to kids and teenagers that aren't effectively screened. We're being told the kid was screened, the kid was cleared for mRNA vaccine. Not sure how Singapore does that, if they do clear people for a vaccine. A little unsure about that and what this one report said. But apparently he was supposed to be a healthy kid, goes and works out, and then suffers cardiac arrest. So Singapore has then turned around, and their health services organization had said, hold off on exercise the first week after your dose of the mRNA vaccine. So this is something we didn't do in America. In America, they said not to rub it in, but we should still be able to go about our activities. I told my kids to wait a day before exercising. I didn't say to wait a week. In Singapore, they're saying wait the week. So they say strenuous activities such as swimming, cycling, and running should be avoided after either the first or second dose, actually both, of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the Ministry of Health. Jogging, lifting heavy weights, competitive sports, physical education, as well as ball and racket games should be avoided for the week. They say physical activities that are deemed safe include stretching, working while standing, casual walking. So their latest advisory follows an updated recommendation on July 5th, which advised those who have been vaccinated to avoid exercise or strenuous activity for a week after any dose of the jab. Now, I repeat, this is not America. This is in Singapore. They're making this suggestion. And we believe it happened following this incident of the 16-year-old boy. Now, Singapore has not really had a lot of deaths, thank God, with COVID since the outbreak. They have had, though, multiple cases still. But they are obviously a little bit on edge as people want answers as to what happened to this kid that was healthy, working out. And then kids don't usually get cardiac arrest. So if he doesn't have any underlying predisposing congenital heart conditions, then people are going to link it to something that might have happened 6 days ago. So there's still a lot more to be decided, but it was intriguing that Singapore did come out with this recommendation at this point in time, meaning they must have ruled out a lot of the other cardiac causes. Now, could it be that they're worried about the myocarditis link? Remember, a couple weeks ago, the CDC and then the FDA had expressed their warnings of the very rare myocarditis and pericarditis linked to the mRNA vaccines. And it would, though, follow after second dose in men under 30 very rarely. And so strenuous activity could possibly add more insult to injury if, let's say, a vaccine was inflaming the heart muscle. But we still don't know what exactly happened to the 16-year-old boy. So while they're figuring out, they said, guys, just don't be exercising after your shot. Now, this starts to complicate things when we're trying to vaccinate the younger population. Okay? I mean, for me, especially when I was in my 20s, and I understand I'm a girl, I was at that gym every day. And if not, I was working out in my apartment. I mean, every day. Still to this day, I do a workout every single day. And you telling a young person that they have to not work out for a whole week, because any of us who have ever exercised, you take off any amount of time, any amount of days, you then can lose it. And you need to be religious. You need to be obsessive about getting that exercise in. And so a lot of kids, that's how they do it. They get that exercise in. And so when you tell a boy who's 25 years old or a teenager they aren't going to be able to exercise, that worries them. What about somebody who's on a team? Somebody who wants to, you know, is doing football practice. Now, again, this was Singapore. This wasn't America's guidelines. America has not made those suggestions yet. I didn't think they were even thinking about it. But the fact that Singapore did definitely raises a little bit of concern and makes you wonder, do I think as a doctor that's medically sound? I think from a medical standpoint, if we at all think an mRNA vaccine could induce an immune system that could bother the heart, that makes a lot of sense. The only thing is when you look at some of the myocarditis cases, some of them lasted even longer than a week. I mean, they didn't start to longer than a week. So I don't know if, you know, the week per se would technically be enough, but I understand why they brought that up. from a societal logistics standpoint, that could be a mess, because the average young person, especially male, isn't going to want to give up their workouts. The average coach isn't going to like that either. But I got to tell you, if there's a vaccine that could possibly affect the heart, makes sense to kind of go easy on the heart. But the problem is a strenuous activity that also includes sex. So are they also suggesting no sex for a week? You're telling a young man to not have sex? Now, they're not saying that, but if you can't do heavy, excessive activity, exercise, I would say that would be included in that as well. Now, in Israel, we have some data on the Pfizer vaccine. So Israel, very interestingly, Israel was one of the first countries to get a very high amount of their population vaccinated. They were on it. And so they were able to give us some real interesting data when they gave out the Pfizer vaccine. So they got a hold of, they had the Pfizer vaccine, they gave many of their citizens the Pfizer vaccine, and they got some data. And their early data supported Pfizer's touting of being 95% effective. They said it's, I think the original study said, yeah, this is 90% effective of keeping people out of the hospital. So they came up with some early data. So it is no wonder that they would now have some early data on the Delta strain. And it's still promising, but not as promising as we hoped. So in Israel, they're saying the vaccine works, but it's not as effective against the Delta variant. But it does still prevent severe illness. So they said data from Israel suggests that Pfizer, now this is just Pfizer's vaccine, is less effective at protecting against infections caused by the Delta variant. The vaccine protected about 64% of inoculated people from infection during an outbreak of the Delta variant. That's down from 94%. It was 94% effective at preventing those severe illness in the same period, compared with 97% before. So, we haven't heard from Pfizer yet on this. It's an unpublished data, but these are interesting in that new cases of COVID-19 in Israel have risen to a 7-day average of 300 on Tuesday from around 10 a day for most of last month. So they are imposing indoor mask requirements, and they are now watching this Delta very, very closely. So what I take from this is the glass is half full. It looks like that if Israel is finding that there's still that 94% chance of you being out of the hospital with the Delta variant, that's pretty darn good. That means that Pfizer vaccine is pretty darn good. But if it's only 64% effective in keeping people from getting COVID, that shows that you're not going to be COVID-free. That also shows that you could still spread it. So even though we talked about earlier in the show how Singapore may not even start to count the cases anymore and start to live with it like the flu, this really has some ramifications on how the country does the mandates. If you're still going to have schools mandate vaccines, because if the vaccine, you know, still doesn't prevent people from actually having it, then do they have that public health argument to stand on? Because you can still spread the virus. I'm not a fan of mandates. I'm a fan of the vaccines, just not mandates. 1-877.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.